Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have AFib, atrial fibrillation?
I do. It's a pain in the ass.
So by the way, I mean, I've heard people talk about AFib before. I've never really paid that much attention to it. No disrespect, but if you don't have it, you don't have it, right? Like, why would I pay attention? But then I saw J.J. Watt. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
Oh, anyway, J.J. Watt's very, 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 very famous football player, right? So he plays with the Arizona Cardinals, used to play with the Houston Texans, very famous, famous football player. So anyway, he got very emotional over the weekend. He was talking about how he has AFib, and I guess, and this is where I need your help, they had to, like, shock his heart or something on Thursday?
Yeah.
So what, first of all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm not a football fan, so I don't know the names. But
that's okay.
Your heart goes into crazy rhythms, and they kind of spasm a little bit, and then they need to shock you to get you back to normal. I haven't gone that far as needing that kind of medical assistance, but my heart does go into a crazy rhythm sometimes.
Hey, what puts it, do they know what puts it into, like, kind of throws it into a crazy rhythm?
Well, for mine, it's stress or, I don't know, too much physical exertion, which I imagine a football player would have if he goes, you know, too far above his physical boundaries.
Right.
You know, he puts
JJ's
himself
a big boy,
too.
He's a big boy. Hey, and so now and you've never had to be shocked back into, like, I don't know what to call it, like, not alignment.
Back into rhythm?
But back into rhythm. Thank you, Diane.
No, but I've had to go to the ER a couple times because it got so crazy it scared me.
So what do they, like?
I have to take medication to keep it in line.
That's what I was going to ask. What do they do for you? And the medication keeps your heart from speeding up or just going into a crazy rhythm?
Yeah, it slows it down, which I've gone through situations in my life where I get all rebellious and I'm tired of taking medication. So I say, screw the medication, stop taking it. And then I start to have these problems again, but I have to take it every day to keep my heart at a low rate. Or if not, it jumps up to, like, you know, 120, just, you know, when I start to get mad about something at work or something, or just stress in general, blood pressure, all that stuff just throws it into crazy rhythms.
Interesting. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Are you born with it?
Well, you're treating it like JJ knew about it. I think that he had his heart beat acting weird midweek and then called some doctors, and that was the first time.
Oh, that was his first time.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Correct.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't like JJ Watt has had this his whole life, and he was freaked out.
Try to keep it quiet?
Well, he was furious because it leaked.
How does that happen? Is somebody from hospital?
You can find out, JJ Watt would like to know. He's like, listen, injuries get leaked out. I get it. Mm-hmm. But this is somebody's, like, personal medical information. He said, the only people that knows is my wife and the people at that facility. And he was furious that information got out.
Right.
And he was very emotional talking about it. Yes, he was emotional talking about the fact that it got out. But just that he said they've spent the past few months looking at ultrasounds. They have a kid on the way. They never thought they would be looking at pictures of Watt's own heart. In his post-game interview, he said, it's been a week. I'm happy to be here. I talked to cardiologists and electrophysiologists from all over the country. I was assured multiple times from multiple people that there was nothing else you could do I could play like normal and something could happen the next day or never again for 20 years. Some people were concerned that coming off of this on Thursday, that he was out on a football field on Sunday.
Sure. Not knowing a lot about it, I would be.
I was assured, and I went back to practice on Friday, and here we are. So they shocked him into normalcy on Thursday. He's back out practicing on Friday.
Now, is this, though, something he will have to manage his whole life, or can you have an episode and that's it?
That I don't know.
Yeah, he was emotional before the game and then certainly after the victory yesterday.
Yeah, and he was talking about, well, and angry. He was very angry. And by the way, played a good game.
Right.
Kind of irrelevant to the whole story. But he was like, it didn't affect me for my ability to play. Because there were a lot that were like, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Like, as soon as you get your, well, that's the other thing. Somebody will tell me, how do they shock you back into place? Like that woman, I don't remember her name, from Culpeper.
Yeah.
She was like, I take medication. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, this is Ryan. I'm from Manassas.
Oh, very good. America's most livable. You have AFib?
Yeah.
You have AFib?
Yes, I do, actually. I was diagnosed a couple years ago. And you're talking about the cardio versions. I've had three of them now, actually.
What is, when you say the cardio version, like where they have to shock you?
Yeah. So what they do is they put you out like with anesthesia, basically.
Right.
And they take the pads and hit your chest, like boom, electricity. They have one on your chest and one on your back. And they send a bolt of electricity through those pads, basically restarting your heart.
And then you come out of anesthesia. You spend some time at the hospital making sure you're good, and then you leave and you're good to go?
Yeah, it's actually like an in-and-out process. Like, it's in-and-out. Like, you do it within, like, an hour, maybe 2 hours.
No pain involved?
Nope, you're knocked out the whole time. You actually wake up and you don't even remember it.
Can I ask a stupid question? Can you get paddled?
There's no stupid question.
Thank you. I'll remind you of that here in a moment. can you get paddled if you're conscious?
I mean, I don't know. They put me out, and they said they were going to put me out all three of the times, so I don't know if it can be done when you're conscious or not. So that's a question that I would like to know as well.
Oh, see, so it's not so stupid.
I think that would be pretty traumatic to be awake for.
Somebody said in one of the comments, but they didn't get into all the details, but one of the comments talking about J.J. Watt said, I hope his procedure was far less painful than mine was. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that people, like, wake up during it sometimes.
Oh, God.
And they will actually feel it. But me, all three times, I didn't wake up or anything. I was out. So
how did you know you had it?
All I remember is waking up in the bed.
How did you know you had AFib?
So I had no energy at all. Like, I basically felt almost dead. Like, I didn't even want to get up to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to do anything at all. Nothing. I didn't want to do anything with my kid. Nothing. I love my kid, you know. So I didn't want to do anything at all. And I knew something was wrong. And I went to the doctor. They checked my heart. And they were like, whoa, you're way out of rhythm. And then they sent me to a cardiologist, and that's when I, you know, got diagnosed. And they were like, look, you're way out of rhythm. And mine is there's different forms of AFib, actually. Mine is one that's slower. Like, my rhythm goes slower. It's just slowed down, opposed to other people. Some have been sped up.
But is it the same? Like, if the heart goes boom, 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 is yours like boom, boom, boom? Like, you know what I mean? Like, does it
not
follow?
Just slower, but more erratic?
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't really get it from that. Can you give us more examples?
No. Like, is it just a slower
like a
version? Or is it all
like
over
Lewis.
The place? Is it all over the place? Is it like boom?
Yeah, like
boom, boom, boom. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. It's
Thank
all
you.
Over the place. Like, it's not exactly like in rhythm, the doop, 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 doop.
Yeah.
It's doop, 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 doop. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's random. It pops all over the place. And when they put you up to the EKG, they see the thing is just going all over.
I wonder, and you knew,
there's
like,
no rhythm to it at all.
And it's not like you were just lethargic for a day. You were like, there is something wrong with me.
Yeah, it was like a month, 2 months, and I'm like, okay, this isn't just like some sort of sickness or something. I'm not a big person to go to doctors or hospitals, honestly. So I waited a while, about a month or two, and I'm just like, okay, something is really wrong. I have to go. And then that's when I figured out.
Do some people get pacemakers from it?
I believe so. Like, in the end, sometimes it can get that bad, but it most of the time they try to do stuff like that. Like, that's the final result. You know, they try medicine and this cardio version first and stuff like that.
Interesting. But you're good now. Like, right now, you're good.
Yeah, I'm in regular rhythm right now. I'm actually about to go into work here in a few minutes, so everything is good now. I'm normal.
Excellent.
Fine. They got me on medicine that keeps me on track, so.
Perfect.
Yep. So far, so good.
Excellent. All right. Keep yourself healthy. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my friend. That's scary.
I know. Anything heart-related is.
But you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if you were lethargic, you're not going to the doctor.
Yeah, it's one of those.
But even
things
he said, like, you just know,
dead tired. It's not just a little fatigue,
right?
And he said, going back to JJ Watt, that on Wednesday of last week is when he felt like it was irregular, and then
say he felt like he had like a 1,000-pound pressure on his chest?
But this guy, you go into the doctor,
yeah, for a month,
and they ask, how long have you been suffering from this? Ooh, you'd be so nervous that your lack of action could cost you your life.
You know what that makes me think of? Like, all the people that go to Pimple Popper, and they're like, how long have you had this? Like, lymphoma.
It's not like that.
Lipoma. And they're like, oh, about 5 years. You're like, come on, dude. You got like a whole face coming off your tushy. Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nicole from Richmond.
Hi, Nicole. What can I do for you?
So I get AFib when I'm pregnant, but only when I'm pregnant, and the doctors don't know why. And the first time I had it, my heart rate went up to 190. The second time I had it, my heart rate went over 200. And they gave me this medicine that did the same thing as the paddles would do the first time. And I was awake. I don't know what that other guy was talking about, because they didn't put me to sleep for it.
Yeah, but did they give you the paddles? They gave you the paddles while you were awake?
No, this medicine that did the same thing as the paddles.
Okay, well, that's different. Well, you didn't swallow a defibrillator. Come on.
I felt my heart stop. Oh, I felt my whole body become paralyzed.
Dude, heart's no joke.
It was awful.
Hey, how do you, like...
How was the baby?
Fine.
Baby was fine. Baby was never affected both times. The baby was fine. Heart rate never changed for the baby.
Are you
scary
and
enough?
The doctors don't know why.
Right.
And you're carrying a child.
Of course. Of course.
Well, you didn't ask.
Because I knew.
You're like, yeah, baby's fine.
No, she would have said, hey, are you born with AFib or do you get it later?
I mean, both. But what I had is you can develop AFib during pregnancy.
Right. Well, you only get yours during pregnancy.
Interesting.
Also, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you're okay. Do more men or women get it?
Well, so far, we're
talked
like
to
split
both.
Down the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Couple women. JJ?
That says, because women tend to live longer, there are more women living with AFib.
Okay, well, that's unfair. That's unfair.
Sexist.
No. But I mean, yes, if you live 10 years longer than your husband, why did your husband die earlier?
I thought we didn't do this joke anymore.
It's a great old joke. Great old joke. So yes, you would live with it, but like during regular years.
Men are more likely to develop.
No kidding.
Atrial fibrillation.
No fooling. Line 3. Also, can somebody look up, can you be awake
You can. We've heard from many people in the social media lounge who had relatives or friends
So get the paddles. I'm laying on the floor and I get the paddles. I don't know that I could do that.
Autumn's uncle had it done 3 times. He said it was horrible.
You can, while you're awake?
Yes.
Oh,
Bobby H says it happens in EMS all the time. Conscious people can be cardioverted.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, Ellie, this is me.
Yeah, hi, who are you?
Hey, Ellie, this is Trey. I was just calling to talk about what Tyler just said, cardioversion. So, in essence, what happens is when, if your heart rate gets so high, it goes into what's called SVT or supraventricular tachycardia, generally up in like the 200s. And there's certain ways to treat it. And we, shocking a person or using the paddles when they're still conscious is usually the last effort, but it can happen. So usually you'll go through a couple steps. They'll have them try to like bear down like you're on the toilet or blow on your thumb. Sometimes that'll stop it, but if not, the last ditch effort is what they do is like synchronized cardioversion, where you're sitting there and the person's sitting there looking at you, and you use the life pack or the machine to give them a little bit of electricity to restart their heart. There's also a medicine
I
called
swear Adenosine. To God, I hope I never have to get, like, you know, sometimes, like, I don't have a needle thing, but there's still, when that needle's coming at your arm, you're like, well, here it goes. I can't imagine the guy walking at me. I don't know why, but his eyes are big. And he's walking at you with the paddles. I would think you're killing me.
Well, they're not paddles like you see in, most of them aren't paddles like you see in the movies or on TV. They're just little sticky patches. So they're patches that stick to your chest. So, and they connect to the machine. So they're not necessarily like what you see in TV and the movies where like they're rubbing the paddles together and yelling clear and then shocking.
That's what I have. Clear. Yeah, that's what's in my mind. But I still don't want to get paddled. I don't want to get defibrillated while I'm awake.
No, most people don't. It's a lower dose of electricity than normal, but it still tickles a little bit.
The tickles, that's a kind way of saying this hurts like hell. Hey, can I?
Yeah.
What was the medicine he was about to mention?
Yeah, what's the medicine? Then I have another question.
So, yeah, it's called Adenosine. So pretty much it works and it stops your heart. So it's given through an IV, and it's kind of the same principle as the electricity. And you'll be sitting there, you'll give it to the person, and then it'll stop their heart, literally stop their heart, and then it'll come back, and it resets the heart.
Wait, how does the heart start back up?
Just on its own. It's the way the medicine works. I don't know that much about the medicine, but I do know how it works. I've seen it given a few times before, and they'll be sitting there talking to you. You give it, they'll just kind of like pass out for a second, and then they'll wake back up, and they'll be like, what just happened? Like, hey, your heart rate's fixed now.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Well, I'm going to go play a football game. Yeah. Hey, does J.J. Watt have to worry about this the rest of his life?
I mean, if he has AFib, people can have AFib for the rest of their lives. As long as it's treated, he won't have to worry about anything. Like, I've heard other people call it and say, you know, hey, I'm taking the medicine. So if it's something that he has and he sees a doctor and he's on medicine to treat it, then he'll have AFib for the rest of his life. It's not necessarily life-threatening as long as it's treated, as long as he keeps it under control.
And, like, I'm not good. Like, if somebody said, like when you go to the doctor, right, and they take your blood pressure, and the doctor, I have this conversation all the time. Like, whenever I go to the doctor and they go, oh, your blood pressure is blank over blank, I always have to ask the doctor, is that good? I don't know what, like, normal blood pressure is, but at no point, like, in no point in my life is my blood pressure going to be 200 something, right?
Why are we talking about heart rates?
Same thing. They're counting your heart.
Same thing. I mean,
yeah. Thank you, doctor.
It can get that. I mean, you shouldn't get that high. I mean, if you have something like that, then something's obviously going on with your heart, or, you know, with the something inside is causing your blood pressure to be that high. It's not normal. So it would have to be treated. I mean, if you go to your doctor and your blood pressure was 200 over 100, the doctor is going to say, yeah, that's not normal. We need to figure out what's going on.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Very good. You're very informative. Right. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome, Elliot.
I don't want AFib.
Well, nobody does.
I feel like AFib is one step away from me having a heart attack.
didn't Michael Waltrip's mom almost die of AFib, a heart attack? Was that in the book?
I'll just wait on Hobie.
I don't know for sure if it was in the blink of an eye.
The dog and
but
NASCAR.
I feel like he dedicated a dance to her on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God, I forgot he was on that show.
It was back when everyone still watched.
Right.
I think he did like a Viennese waltz for
and
his
he
mother's
AFib to his mom?
In three quarters time. Yeah. Did he have paint schemes occasionally when he would run?
He would run like... Hey, here comes Michael Waltrip in the number 13 AFib car. No.
No, but like when he would pop in for the Daytona 500 or...
When he walks the grid? Oh, I got to move fast like AFib.
Yeah, here's an article. Michael Waltrip talks NASCAR, AFib awareness, and dancing.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. You got it.
How sad that you remember that.
Whenever I hear AFib,
you think Michael Waltrip?
It happened with J.J. Watt. I think about Michael Waltrip, but I always have to remind myself it's not him. It's his mother.
It's mama.
It's mama. His mother. Has she passed since? It's been many years since he was on DWCS.
I don't know. I'm distracted by the fire suit.
She had AFib while she was alive. We know that.
Yes. Yes. And nearly died because of it.
What is the, I can't remember. A buddy of mine's on new medication, Sam. But it's constipating him to no end.
Daryl and Michael's mother did die in 2017.
I'm sorry.
Margaret.
God damn it.
With a name set you off?
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Real quickly, what can I do for you?
I was going to tell you, I've had AFib for 20 years, and it was caused by drinking and using drugs, and they do what they call an ablation, which they go up through your groin and freeze part of your heart to get it to correct the beat.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Wait, so yeah. An ablation? So what do they do? They go up through the groin into the heart, but what does that do?
They freeze the part of the heart which gets it beating correctly again and makes it not, so you don't go back into AFib.
But you know what's weird? So now you've got medication for it, you've got defibrillators for it, and now you got like this frozen heart thing.
I've been shocked 5 times, didn't work, so I've had 2 other things, and now my heart's beating fine.
Oh, so this is this kind of like the last hurrah to go in and do the ablation?
Yeah, I mean, it actually repairs the part that makes it beat irregularly.
Interesting. By the way, I just would assume to get that done. So that way I don't have to worry about it the rest of my life.
You can't just jump to that step.
I mean,
why?
When you have it, you can't sleep. You can't do anything.
Yeah, so give me the procedure. This is why I always argue at a young age, if I want a pacemaker, put one in me. No, why can't I get it? I know for you it's not, but now I'm worried about me. If you wanted a pre something pacemaker, just be able to get it.
Yeah, but it's not a pacemaker.
I know, but they already fixed you. You're good.
Clean living anybody now.
Hey, that's a good question. Like, can you not drink anything at all?
No, I still drink.
There you go. Well, you do, but are you supposed to?
Well, probably not, but...
Oh. But the heart of rock and roll's still beating.
And you've been shocked. You said you've been shocked 5 times.
5 times, and it wasn't working, so they did the ablation thing.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting.
And I've been fine since.
Well, you know what? Good. I'm happy to hear that. All right, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you. I will say this, though. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people have AFib.
I think that's what Michael
Waltrip's mom had. Yeah, yes.
Michael. What other Michael would I be talking about?
No. But yes, she had it.
No, but he spoke to like the number of people that aren't aware that they're living with it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. How great. Great is not great. Like, it's awesome that he has it. But for somebody as famous as J.J. Watt getting it or having it, that's good. I mean, I'm glad he's healthy, obviously. You want everybody to be healthy. But to be able to shine a spotlight on it, that's fantastic.
Now, unfortunately, AFib Awareness Month was September.
So then you know what?
We remind just me. Missed.
Wait, yeah. Wake me up next year.
Next year.
Yeah, I'll get to it.